Welcome back to the Finsiders here on a Thursday evening. Greg Likens alongside John Congemi, and pleased to be joined in the Finsider studio by Neil Reynolds from all the way from the UK. Covers the NFL for Sky Sports and NFLUK.com. Neil, how you doing?
I'm great, thank you. Thanks for having me here. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a whirlwind trip, but yeah, it's good to come and visit the teams that are heading over to Wembley Stadium this year.
Yes, of course, the Dolphins and Raiders will play in Week 4 over at Wembley Stadium. And so, real quickly, before we get into your background and talk about more NFL, tell us about your itinerary on this trip. This has been a whirlwind for you, huh?
I'm trying to put it in the past. I don't want to relive it. I flew from London on Sunday all the way out to San Francisco. Monday filmed with the Oakland Raiders. Monday night, took the red eye to Atlanta, got there about 6 o'clock in the morning, filmed all day with the Falcons, then flew to Fort Lauderdale, arrived about midnight on Tuesday night, kind of curled up in a ball and cried myself to sleep. And then Wednesday and Thursday, filming with the Dolphins. Now I'm just about on American time and I'm flying back home to England.
Good. Yeah, exactly. It's kind of ironic how that works. So you've mentioned the different teams you've visited so far. Which players have kind of stood out to you, their personalities, their stories, the different guys you've been able to discuss football with?
Yeah, I mean, in Oakland, it was interesting to sit with Maurice Jones-Drew because I really did get the sense that he feels he's still got a point to prove to the team just up the road here, you know, in Jacksonville. I feel like he feels like he's... People are talking about him like he's 59 instead of 29. So that was interesting. Matt Ryan was very energetic, very enthusiastic. I enjoyed speaking with him. And here in Miami, obviously we spoke to Coach Philbin. We've spoken to Ryan Tannehill. I tell you who really impressed me was Jarvis Landry. I thought was very impressive for a young man. Talking about how driven he is, how determined he is to be a great one. You know, and so we've spoken to lots of players here in Miami, but... Yeah, he did stand out for me.
Do you sense the excitement when talking with all these football players, the NFL football players, their excitement about going to Wembley Stadium, the excitement about playing in a different country, maybe a lot of them for the first time?
Yeah, I think there's always some nervousness there as well. There's always that the travel and dealing with all of that. But I think they do see, I guess players live in a bubble, so they don't really know that there's 84,000 sold out tickets for the game. They don't know that there's going to be 600,000 fans on Regent Street the day before for a pep rally, you know, for the Dolphins and Raiders game. So when you tell them that stuff, then I think they realize it's not a Super Bowl, but it's almost like our Super Bowl. So it becomes a big event. And I do think they get excited by it, yeah.
Now, you mentioned the excitement there. I think that's one of the questions that a lot of American fans have, not just the players, but the fans in general. What is the level of interest? Because they've added a third game in London this year, and some feel like perhaps that the Americans are trying to shove the sport down the throat of everybody overseas, when in reality you're saying there's a lot of buzz over there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, 240,000 odd tickets sold in 2 or 3 weeks for the three games. So there's an incredible interest. I think now the talk is real and is genuine when people mention a franchise. Now, of course, massive logistics and various issues, but the fan support is there. So it's genuine interest in the NFL. I mean, we on Sky Sports, we cover the Thursday night game live. We take a 1 o'clock game on Sunday. We take one of the 4 o'clock games on Sunday. We have every playoff game live, Super Bowl live. We get the Sunday night game on Channel 4. The Monday night game as well is on TV as well. So, you know, we get so much, and in today's internet-driven world, we can read every story that's being written here in the US. So the British fans are knowledgeable, they're enthusiastic, and the NFL continues to test that market with game after game after game to see if there is a breaking point, and if there isn't, you know, the sky really is the limit.
Neil, is there an adopted team, or two or three, in England, and where do the Dolphins rank in those numbers?
They would be in good shape. I mean, yeah. The Dolphins, I grew up watching the sport in the early 80s, which was the first big boom for American football in the UK. You know, I switched it on one day and they were raving about this rookie quarterback from Pittsburgh who wore number 13. And yeah, Dan Marino was the king for a lot of American football fans. So there are a lot of Miami Dolphins fans. There are actually a lot of Raiders fans. Teams, if you look around with the older fans, then the teams like the Redskins, the Raiders, the
Steelers.
Bears, Steelers, yeah. But now there's a young fan base coming through. So you have some, it pains me to say it, there's quite a few Patriots fans.
Denver Broncos.
Yeah, so you start to see a few Seattle fans coming up because more and more people are getting into the sport now and younger fans are coming in. But some of those teams that were traditional franchises that did well in the 80s, they're still very popular. So the Dolphins will have a very, very good following at Wembley Stadium.
Neil Reynolds, NFL UK journalist, joining us here on the Finsiders. And it's interesting, Neil, because you mentioned just on Sky Sports and all the different venues over there, how more people are getting involved in American football. I feel like there's a parallel to be drawn to kind of the EPL, English Premier League, over here, because increasingly you're able to access those games on TV. NBC has the deal right now, but also on the internet. So it seems like that the soccer, or the football as you guys call it, is coming over here and it's become increasingly popular. It's the same way the NFL is over there.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And maybe this is where the NFL, I think, is pretty brave, because the one difference there is that the English Premier League haven't brought a regular season game over and played in America yet. Now, I think they would love to do that, but they've not taken that step yet. So, yeah, it's just an indication of just how advanced I think we are in terms of the growth of the NFL internationally. You look at the NFL internationally, I think the first place people think now is London. That's the first market that they think of.
Yeah, and I was curious. I know you've been covering the NFL since 1991, and you mentioned, kind of growing up and watching the early 80s and seeing some of those teams that were really good then. But what was it that made you want to decide, hey, I'm going to make this a career and actually cover the NFL?
Well, I was a fan first, and I was always watching the sport while I was at school. And my dad one day came home from work and he said, "You're watching the NFL again. If you put half as much effort into your schoolwork as you do watching the NFL, you might get somewhere." So I managed to prove him wrong, but I then qualified as a journalist. I was writing for local newspapers, doing all the local flower show, the town council meetings, all of that stuff. And I decided I just wanted to write about something that I was passionate about. So I went off and became a full-time writer covering the NFL. Then I was fortunate enough to work for BBC Radio for a couple of years. I covered all of NFL Europe as well. So then moved on from there to Sky Sports. So it's, it doesn't feel much like a job. It's a hobby, really.
Interesting career. I did the same thing in school. I was always focused on something else and worked my way back to sports. I don't want to get you mentally exhausted before you have to go back through it, but now you'll go back home, get a little bit of rest, and then come back. What is your schedule like when you come back? I know you have the Cowboys and a number of other teams. Do you hit them during training camp?
Correct, yeah. So we've done half the teams on this trip, and then I'll start out west, because I think Dallas will be out in California with their training camp, potentially filming a day at the new 49ers stadium, doing some features there, getting a tour of their new stadium, then off to Detroit, and then a couple of days with Jacksonville. So, the workload grows as the games grow, but it's a nice problem to have with six teams now coming over to play in the UK. This is it's nothing but good news for us British NFL fans.
Yes, we're excited with the Dolphins traveling in Week 4 to play the Raiders over at Wembley Stadium. Okay, finally, to wrap things up, we talked a lot of NFL, mentioned the EPL. World Cup kicks off today, and so I know the England national team was down here at Sun Life Stadium for two friendlies leading up to that. How do you see them doing, and overall, who do you think takes the World Cup this year?
I'll start on who I think is going to take it. I think one of those South American teams, Brazil or Argentina. Let's put it this way, England are very, very hard to beat. They are very functional. They're very hard to beat. But I think at some point in a World Cup, you need to win a penalty shootout along the way. England are at penalties like the Buffalo Bills were at Super Bowls.
Yes.
They always lose, right?
So, that's right.
they always lose. So I think at some point, England will have a heroic exit on penalties, and then it'll be one of those South American teams.
You just made huge points with the Miami Dolphins.
I know
fans.
I know how to work the crowd.
Good. So, hey, Neil Reynolds, thanks for joining us here in the Finsider Studio. Pleasure to talk to you, and look forward to when the Dolphins travel over to the UK. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thanks for having me, guys. It's been a real
pleasure.
Neil. All right, Neil Reynolds, NFL UK journalist for NFLUK.com and Sky Sports, joining us here on the Finsiders. A lot more to come here in the 5 o'clock hour as we continue to talk about everything going on with the Dolphins. Also, the Dolphins youth football camp is heading to the Cayman Islands July 22nd and 23rd. Take a trip the whole family will treasure. Learn more at dolphins.com/Cayman Camp. You're watching the Finsiders on Fox Sports Florida, listening on dolphins.com and the Finsiders Radio Network.